Now, in under half an hour, Ireland will go head-to-head with Hungary in a must-win World Cup qualifier in Budapest. Embrace the nerves and the terror because Ireland's World Cup hopes all come down to today. So wrote Gavin Cooney of The 42, who joins me now. Gavin, can we dare to dream?
I think we can, and it's good to be able to dare to dream. I know the token Irish fans in Budapest this morning, some are excited, some are extremely nervous, most are pretty hopeful. All are glad that they're feeling some kind of emotion because many of them booked their flights and their tickets for this game in Budapest, not expecting for Ireland to have anything riding on this game. But such was the shock win over Portugal on Thursday. It means that Ireland needs to win here in Budapest to guarantee themselves a World Cup playoff next March, a draw or defeat, and they're out. So it's very clear. It's a scary kind of clarity. It's an exciting kind of clarity. But it means the whole nation will be on the edge of their seats for the next two or so hours.
Absolutely. Now, any changes to the team?
Just one change. So Jack Taylor in midfield drops out and he's replaced by Jason Malumbi. And Malumbi missed the game against Portugal on Thursday because he was suspended. Otherwise, it's as you were. I know there will be some fears over fatigue. Ireland put a lot into that game on Thursday and then they travelled here to Budapest the following day to go again on Sunday afternoon. But victory and the manner of that victory on Thursday should mean that the players don't feel as tired. They have another dose of adrenaline to get through here. So given how well Thursday night went, I think it's understandable why Heimir Hallgrímsson would want to largely stick with what he has.
And Heimir Hallgrímsson said, really, the challenge is to refocus, you know, after that shock 2-0 win. So what can we expect in terms of tactics?
It'll be as you were. It'll be the same as Hallgrímsson said before the game that, right, we know we have to win, but we'll be approaching it in a cautious manner. So it'll be another back five, Seamus Coleman in there again at the age of 37, with Troy Parrott leading the line. So expect Ireland to try and keep it tight and then maybe try and nick a goal on the counter-attacker from a set piece. And maybe there'll be a bit of a siege if they need a goal later on.
Again, I'm just keeping my fingers crossed. But the odds still are in Hungary's favour. I mean, maybe they felt their win in Armenia on Thursday was enough, you know, assuming that Ireland, there's no way Ireland could beat Portugal. But nevertheless, they're a good team and they certainly rank higher than Ireland.
Oh, yeah, no, it's a major test. I mean, Hungary have been to, I think, all of the last three European Championship in their captain, Dominic Szoboszlai of Liverpool. They have a truly world-class midfielder who can make anything happen at any moment. But Ireland have to hope that the pressure gets to Hungary. As Hallgrímsson said, they weren't expecting to have to play this game with so many stakes because they would have expected Ireland to lose to Portugal. And the other thing is, they need only a draw, but they are at home in front of 70,000 expected supporters. Hungary have not been at a World Cup since 1986. Ireland have been to three of them in that time. And for a football mad nation like Hungary, with such a great history, who've lost two World Cup finals in decades gone by, the World Cup is such a huge thing for them that should bring a lot of pressure to bear. And Ireland just have to poke at every single one of those nerves.
Gavin Cooney of The 42, thank you. And if you plan to tune in for the match, we'll be handing over to sport a little bit early. So stay tuned.